What's poppin', fam? So, on today's short edition of the Wrestling Takeover, I decided to do something a little different and react to a clip, a promo on Friday Night SmackDown today to give you guys my immediate thoughts and reactions. I will be reacting to the promo that closed Friday Night SmackDown tonight with Cody Rhodes, Roman Reigns, The Rock, and Seth Rollins. So stay tapped, stay tuned. That's coming up next right here on the Wrestling Takeover. I'll see you guys on the other side. Let's get that intro started.
Welcome to...
You're listening to The Wrestling Takeover.
What is your name?
With your host, Jordan Turner, who's always going to keep it real.
Come on, King.
Inside and outside the ring.
Let me make myself clear.
He's got the fans behind him, King.
It's time to take over, King.
Are you ready?
He's all fired up now, King. Takeover.
Let's go.
What's popping, y'all? What's going on, gang? What's going on? How y'all feeling? Welcome back to the Wrestling Takeover. I am your host, Jordan Turner. Back once again. This is a conversation on the show, but I will be reacting to a promo that we seen recently on Friday Night SmackDown with Roman Reigns, Cody Rhodes, Seth Rollins, and The Rock. But it was mainly The Rock, Cody, and Seth talking. Roman was just vibing, chilling back, you feel me? And he really didn't say nothing at all. So I will be reacting to it. I got some other things that I want to say regarding, you know, the situation in night one as it was actually confirmed, you know, to be happening on night one's main event of WrestleMania. But before we do that, be sure to subscribe to the digital airwaves of YouTube, my official YouTube channel. Y'all know what it is. YouTube.com/podcastJ. If y'all didn't forget that, let me say it one more time. YouTube.com/podcastJShow. Leave me a comment down below. I would really appreciate it. I appreciate also the views that I've been attracting. I just started on YouTube, and the views that I've been getting, I appreciate it, man. Let's keep the conversation going, and much love. Follow me on social media, on YouTube. Like I said, with my channel, follow me on TikTok, TikTok.com/TheWrestlingTakeover. Same thing with Instagram, Instagram.com/TheWrestlingTakeover. And on Twitter, @JTTakeover. I do want to make this point. I seen something related to TikTok and how they might ban it in the United States with all this other bullshit. Listen, don't do that. Don't do that. But... if you guys can support on Apple Podcasts and Spotify as well, leave me a 5-star rating. I would sincerely appreciate it. I got to turn this up because I really want to hear this promo. If I sound a little too loud, I apologize. But I just want to make sure you guys hear everything that I have to say. Let's jump right into this thing, man. Y'all ready for it? Let's get it, man. Hopefully you guys enjoyed SmackDown like I did. I thought SmackDown was pretty good tonight. We're leading into WrestleMania. I'll make some key little more points on SmackDown as I get closer to ending the episode. But let's get right into this promo as I will be reacting to the promo between these four individuals.
I gotta ask, do you have the authority to make that stipulation?
Now, he's bringing that up, you feel me, because The Rock is the head, right? He is on the board of directors, so this dude can kind of make anything official and anything possible. But y'all got to remember who really is running this joint, and that's Paul Levesque. That's Triple H, who is the COO of Head of Creative, you feel me? The Rock ain't ahead of nothing. Now, I did see a rumor today that The Rock has some say in regards to who's going to be in the WWE Hall of Fame. Thought that was pretty interesting. I thought Triple H is really running that. I mean, he is running it, but The Rock has a say, so that's pretty interesting, though. But I love that comment from Cody Rhodes, like kind of letting The Rock know, like, bro, just because you were a leader of Endeavor, director of operations for Endeavor, bro, with TKO Holdings, Paul Levesque is running the creative operations here on weekly TV. So, yeah.
I mean, I'm only asking because I believe it was last week you acknowledged Roman as your tribal chief.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did. This is so good, bruh. So fucking good, man.
I think we can cut through all this. You wanted an answer about WrestleMania. You wanted it face to face. So here's our answer when it comes to your...
Hey, you shut your mouth right now, boy.
You shut your mouth right now, boy. Fuck is you talking about? Now, see, he should have said that. So I would say. So what I would say, bro. Got me fucked up. Nah, man. The Rock's talking about shut your mouth, boy. He's not even saying boy. Like boy, B-O-Y. He's saying boy. Like a slang to it. You know what I mean? You know, that's just how we do, man. Like boy, shut up. That's pretty much what The Rock said, bro. I love it, man. I'm fucking with The Rock's attitude. And that entrance, let me tell you something right now, man. That entrance is one of the coldest entrances I've ever seen, bro. That was cold, bro. I even got my brother to look at the entrance. And even this nigga was like, he looked at me, was like, bro, that entrance is cold, bro. It's cold, bro. I'm like, yeah, that shit's tough. That shit's tough, bro. That shit's cool. So, you know, Cody. Why The Rock always bitching people, bro? Why? Every time The Rock says some shit, I smile because this dude is hilarious. He's genuinely funny. But let's continue with the promo. This nigga looks serious, too.
You shut your mouth and you walking clown show. You shut your mouth before you even...
This nigga called him a walking clown. Listen, I'ma keep it a stat, bro. I'ma keep it a buck with you, bro. Y'all might not agree, and that's cool. Everyone's entitled to their own opinion. I understand that. But leave me in the comments down below on YouTube. Leave it in the comments. Do you feel the same way with what I'm about to tell y'all right now? Let me know. Do y'all genuinely feel like with this whole thing with Rock, Roman, Cody, and Seth Rollins, that Seth Rollins feels like the fourth wheel? This dude feels like the fourth wheel, though, bro. Like, you feel it. You sense it. If you stop and just really think and process, this dude feels like a fourth wheel. And this nigga's the world champ. Come on, bro. That's scary. To me, he just feels like he's there. Like, my nigga, you got something with Drew. Go handle that shit. Go handle that, bro. Like, go do yo's thing. You know what I mean? I don't know, man. I love Seth Rollins. He's one of, in my opinion, one of the greatest in-ring performers of this generation. But this nigga Rock keep calling this dude a fucking clown, bro. And the reason why he's calling him a clown because of the motherfucking outfits that Seth Rollins wears. It's crazy. But The Rock's hilarious, bro. The Rock is goated. It's obvious that The Rock is on a run of a lifetime right now with this last run. I believe this will be his last run because I do believe he's going to be retiring at WrestleMania 41, going to the Hall of Fame at that WrestleMania. And that's where we're going to get Roman Reigns versus The Rock, and that's going to be The Rock's last match. I don't know about Roman Reigns having that be his last match. That's highly probable, to be honest with you. There's a couple more people that I would love Roman Reigns to go one-on-one with. Bron Breakker, Carmelo Hayes, and Gunther. You know, for being realistic, those are kind of the only people that is kind of left. You feel me? But yeah, those are just my thoughts. But let's continue on with the promo. The Rock's fucking hilarious.
Start talking.
This nigga rap, right?
Now before you go ahead and say something stupid and accept this challenge in front of the world, let The Rock drop some gospel on your punk ass right here, right now.
Look at Cody looking like, nigga, you ain't sweating me.
The Rock acknowledged him as his tribal chief because it's what family does.
Okay.
We are family. It's what we do. WrestleMania, night one, let The Rock reiterate the stakes. If you and you beat The Rock and Roman Reigns on night one, then on night two of WrestleMania, you will be free of the bloodline. You will be free.
Will they really?
You are free to achieve that story and the dream of your dad. Now, when The Rock and Roman Reigns beat...
Diarrhea chance. Listen, bro. It's funny. During this segment, it is funny. But when Seth Rollins needed to be serious and really call out The Rock, he should have probably called him a fake ass bitch. You ain't shit. You only here because you the fucking board of directors. You know what I mean? But this nigga called him a fucking diarrhea. Bruh. Come on, man. That's lame. You know it. I know it. Come on, bro. Do better. It's a lame ass fucking comeback, bro, by Rollins last week. It's ridiculous. That's why Rock put your ass in your place and you can't stand toe-to-toe with The Rock. That ain't a prediction. That's a spoiler. That's a fact. Tell me when I'm telling lies, bro. I'm in my mode. I'm in my vibe. I'm telling the truth, bro. Seth Rollins cannot go toe-to-toe with The Rock on the stick, bro. Period. Let me repeat that. Pause. On the promo. On the mic. Let's continue with this promo, bro. This nigga Seth Rollins is laughing and dancing. Wow.
Now, when The Rock and Roman Reigns beat both your candy asses on night one, then on night two, it's bloodline rules. Anything goes. Which means The Rock will do anything and everything in his power to make sure you do not walk out Universal Champion. That said, do you accept? Will you shut the hell up? In your life, will you shut the hell up? We know the stakes. The future,
man, my nigga, I don't give a fuck, bro. I don't give a fuck. Triple H, Rock, Roman, Seth, Cody, listen, bro. Kevin, listen. All y'all motherfuckers, bro. Please listen to me, please. Rock, I don't give a fuck if it's just this match and you don't wrestle until you face Roman at WrestleMania 4, man, nigga. Fuck that. Fuck that. I need two matches from you, bro, after this. After this match, I need two more matches from you, bro. Two. Niggas going on social media, oh, Roman Reigns versus Rock and Saudi. Man, my nigga, fuck that, bro. Fuck that. Hell nah. That's WrestleMania 41, bro. You know what? I know it. Like, let's stop the cap, bro. Rock, you need to face two more times, bro. One-on-one with Cody Rhodes and one-on-one with Seth Rollins. I don't give a damn where it happens. SummerSlam, Royal Rumble, fucking Money in the Bank, Saudi. Listen, bro, Backlash, I don't give a damn where it happens. Bash in Berlin, I don't care where it happens. This year, actually, I need a couple matches from you. This year, let me tell you something, y'all. Let me preach this gospel from you. Let me put my crown on him, bro, and let me talk to y'all for a second. Listen, Rock, this is your last run. I feel it. Everybody senses it. It's your last run, baby. The conclusion will be going one-on-one with Roman Reigns at WrestleMania 40. undisputed. We know that. But this one's going to be a first match. Bet. The next match needs to be a match with Cody Rhodes. I don't care where it happens. Your third match needs to be a match with Seth Rollins. That's your next one. I don't care where it happens. And your fourth match needs to be Bloodline versus Bloodline. Your Bloodline versus Roman Reigns' Bloodline. You either turn on Roman or Roman turns on you later in the year. I'm not talking fucking WrestleMania. Nah, screw that. I'm talking later on in the year. Later on in the year where Roman, when Roman don't have the title no more and he can't help himself. Period. That's what we need to do, bro. Tell me when I'm telling lies. I ain't. I'm not lying. It needs to go down like this. Cody Rhodes versus Rock. Seth Rollins versus Rock. Bloodline versus Bloodline. Rock's Bloodline versus Roman's Bloodline. And then it culminates at WrestleMania 41 with Roman Reigns versus The Rock. Tell me when I'm telling lies, bro. Come on, man. Y'all don't want to see that? Now, that would be a run of a lifetime. For The Rock, that would be a run of a lifetime. But we know we don't get everything that we want. Man, we know who you kidding, bro. Who you kidding? Come on, bro. Y'all know what it is, man. It's got to happen. Cody Rhodes, Rock. Rollins, Rock. Bloodline versus Bloodline. And then it culminates with Rock and Roman at WrestleMania 41. That's what's got to happen.
Sure, the industry's on the line. We get that. But you listen to me, and you listen to me good, Mr. Midlife Crisis.
Called that nigga Midlife Crisis.
You had your time. You had your time. You damn sure can't have ours. So you want your answer? Biggest WrestleMania of all time. Biggest tag match of all time. We accept.
WWE is so hot right now, bro. Y'all gotta understand that shit. No matter what WWE does, bro, they're so hot right now.
Oh my God. You just gonna let him answer for you? You must be an idiot. You must be from Texas or something.
Yeah, that's cold, my nigga. He just called the fans from Texas idiots.
Cross-dresser make your future decisions for you?
Called this nigga a cross-dresser.
This is it right here. Understand, this is your future. When I beat you at WrestleMania on Sunday, that's it. As far as I'm concerned, you don't get another shot. Your story's over. It's done for you now. It is over. And let The Rock tell you something. And let The Rock tell you something, you walking clown emoji. Shut your mouth. And you listen to The Rock, and you listen to The Rock. Because it goes down like this. The Rock will do everything in his power to make sure that you don't win and to make sure that title goes away. The Rock is a director of the board of TKO, which means it owns WWE, which means he's your boss and your boss.
This motherfucker is letting them know who the fuck the king really is, bro.
Listen to The Rock with everything in The Rock.
Man, I don't give a fuck, bro. If this shit's scripted, man, fuck that. That was a shoot, my nigga. That was a fucking shoot. The Rock looked directly into the eyes of Cody and Seth and let them know, yo, I'll run this shit. I might not be behind the scenes a creative, bro, but I'm letting you know I'm the head of director of the fucking board of TKO. I own your ass. I own your ass. And to be real, I mean, he owns Roman too. But he family, so he cool. This shit's good, man. If y'all niggas ain't out there, bro, and y'all ain't enjoying this ride and shit, bro, I'm gonna finish the segment. It's almost over, but man, if y'all are not enjoying this, man, y'all are tripping. Y'all are tripping, bro. Real talk, y'all crazy. Y'all gotta soak this in, man. Y'all really got to soak this in. This whole Roman Reigns thing and how it's so controversial. Everybody want, for the vast majority of people in the community, you understand? They want Roman Reigns to lose. And I understand it. I get it. Cody Rhodes, the dude. I understand it, bro. I feel y'all. I'm right there with y'all. Cody is the guy. But I feel like people, y'all are just not realizing how big Roman really is. And y'all are really going to miss Roman when he's gone. And you're going to miss this run. I'm telling you right now, bro. I'm soaking in every little segment with Roman Reigns, The Rock. I'm soaking it in completely because it's not going to last. It's going to end at 41. I don't know if Roman's going to retire or whatever, but I know it's not going to last. This run of the Tribal Chief, I don't know how long it's going to last for. So we got to soak it all in and just be appreciative of this character, this new character, this new persona of Roman Reigns.
The Rock's guts. If you do not complete this story, and if you don't win, you will never, ever get another shot at this again.
Now, people, I get it. People in the community, in the IWC, these niggas are saying, oh my God, why did The Rock say that? It's predictable now. Cody Rhodes is going to beat Roman Reigns. Woo, woo, woo. Let me stop y'all right there. Number one, you have every right to say that. And to be honest, you're not wrong. Number two, though, y'all remember AEW, if you guys watched AEW, when Cody Rhodes mentioned that if he did not win, he'll never challenge for the AEW World Championship again. And guess what? He lost. And guess what? He never challenged for the AEW Championship ever at all. So this could happen. Cody could lose. Well, I think he's going to lose. No, I don't. There is a slight chance that I think he is, but I'm more on the right side of history and thinking that Cody Rhodes is actually going to win this match. But there is a slight possibility that, you understand, he could lose. So we'll see.
You run your mouth. You chant your chants. Listen, look in The Rock's eyes when he tells you this. This is family. This right now is family. Roman's grandfather looking down is proud. The Rock's grandfather, the High Chief, is looking down. And right now, your dad, the American Dream, one of The Rock's heroes, is looking down. Isn't it true that you're the youngest of three? And isn't it true that your sister was a cheerleader for the Dallas Cowboys?
This was cold, bro, towards the end.
And isn't it true that your brother is a Hall of Famer, future Hall of Famer. Yeah, and you're 20 years younger than your siblings. Is that right? You know why? Because you were a mistake. Let him go. Let him go.
He slapped the fuck out of that nigga. Cody Rhodes slapped the shit out of The Rock, bro. Woo! We here. I'm ready for it, bro. Where this fucking taxi match at, bro? Oh, this taxi match finna be epic as fuck, bro. Finna be epic as fuck. He slapped the shit out of The Rock, bro. Slapped the shit out of The Rock, bro. And you can see The Rock actually smirk. Look at him. He's smirking. Yeah, that nigga knew. That nigga knew. Come on, bro. That was a segment. Listen, here's my thoughts, just quickly. That slap was crazy. Number one. Number two, I know a lot of us, I mean, I'm to blame as well. A lot of us in the community never really wanted this tag team match to happen. I stand by that. I never wanted it to happen. But you know what? It was actually a right call by the creative team and Triple H for booking this match. I know a lot of people are going to be like, well, Io Bailey or Rhea Ripley and Becky deserved a main event. Listen, these women are not going to main event night one, bro. Get that out your hair right now. It's not going to happen. This is going to be the main event of night one, as it should, as it deserves to be. I mean, it's the fucking Rock. You're going to have him in the middle of the card. Come on, bro. Do better than that. Come on, man. A lot of us never wanted it, you know, but I'm all in. I'm all in. I've been on this thing, and I'm just taking this and try to soak everything in, because when this thing is eventually over, man, it's going to be crazy, man, when it's over. So let's try to soak it all in. Let's try to really enjoy every segment, please. And let's have some fun, man, because I'm vibing with this story. I can't wait for WrestleMania. It's coming real soon. We're only one more month away, and it's going to be great to see. So I appreciate everybody tapping in to the Wrestling Takeover on my official YouTube channel, youtube.com/podcastjshow. Please subscribe and comment down below, and also just show the podcast some love. I appreciate y'all tapping in with me. This is Jordan Turner signing off, and I'll see you guys next time.